A teacher in Waukesha was fired yesterday after speaking out against the district's decision to exclude a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton from a school concert. It's Thursday, July 13th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Joe Schultz tells us about a board supervisor in Grand Chute who's facing felony charges for having a private interest in a public contract. And Hope Kerwin tells us what the chances are of seeing the Northern Lights in Wisconsin later this week. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A first grade teacher in Waukesha has been fired 4 months after she publicly criticized the district. As Gabby Vinnick reports, she said the district pulled the song Rainbow Land from a school concert.
Melissa Temple was a first grade dual language teacher in Waukesha. She raised concerns her school banned the Miley Cyrus Dolly Parton song because its message was associated with gay rights. The district argued she should have spoken directly with officials. Sarah Harrison is a member of the Alliance for Education in Waukesha. She says there's a history of policies that created a toxic school culture in the district, one that predated the Rainbowland controversy.
If I was in her shoes, I would find going through that protocol to be pointless because you already know it's not going to work.
Temple told reporters that even knowing the outcome, she probably would not have done anything differently. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A bipartisan proposal in the state Senate would require health plans to cover additional breast screenings for people with increased risk of breast cancer. Currently, health plans must cover annual mammograms for women over the age of 50. The bill's supporters say that additional tests are often necessary to discover breast cancer in women with certain risk factors. Gail Zimmer, an advocate with breast cancer from NINA, said that means some patients have to pay out-of-pocket costs for supplemental exams.
Early detection is absolutely essential to survival rates in breast cancer patients. Because I was diagnosed too late, I am now fighting stage 4 metastatic cancer with recent metastasis to my bones, uterus, and brain. This bill, unfortunately, will not save my life.
The bill is supported by medical groups. Some health insurance trade groups oppose the bill, saying they don't have enough evidence about how helpful the additional exams will be. State lawmakers are also considering a proposal to allow pharmacists to prescribe hormonal birth control. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the Republican-authored bill has conservatives split on how to approach contraceptive access.
One argument for the bill is that it will reduce unwanted pregnancies and the costs associated with them. But the bill is opposed by anti-abortion groups. Barbara Sella directs the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, which opposes contraceptive use. She argued that concerns about poor people giving birth are better addressed by fighting poverty.
Rather than seeing births as a negative thing, we should ask, well, why are so many people in poverty and in need of this help?
The bill has bipartisan support, including from Democrats who want to expand access to reproductive choice. Similar legislation has passed in the Assembly multiple times, but consistently failed to pass the Senate. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
GOP lawmakers are reintroducing bills that would put new limits on transgender athletes in Wisconsin. One of the plans would require K-12 schools to divide sports teams by sex. It would also bar any student who was assigned male at birth from playing on girls' teams. The other plan would apply the same requirement to students at technical colleges or at University of Wisconsin institutions. Both bills would also create a new category of co-ed sports. The Republican sponsors say the measures protect the, quote, athletic experience of girls and women competing in sports, end quote. Democratic lawmakers in the legislature's LGBTQ+ caucus condemned the plans, saying their mere introduction would harm the mental health of transgender and non-binary youth. Similar bills passed the Assembly last year, but never received votes in the state Senate. An official in Outagamie County Township is facing felony charges. As Joe Schultz reports, a landscaping company he owns landed a $26,000 contract with the town while he was still in office.
Grand Chute Town Board Supervisor Ron Wolf was charged with having a private interest in a public contract. He faces up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. He was first elected in April 2021. His landscaping company landed a contract with the town that June. The charges were the result of an investigation by the State Department of Justice. They were issued after search warrants were executed on several properties, including Wolf's company. Wolf has since sued investigators, but he also faces a lawsuit from the town's former administrator, who says he was fired for cooperating with the investigation. Wolf will make his initial court appearance in the felony case next month. He has declined to comment. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Around 40 Leinenkugel's brewery workers are on strike in Chippewa Falls. It's the first time the Teamsters Union representing the employees have walked out since the 1980s. Just outside of a temporary fence erected on the edge of the historic brewery, a line of picketers held signs saying "On Strike" and "End Corporate Greed." Some passing motorists honked in support. Dan Jackson is a maintenance technician at the brewery and Teamsters Union steward. He says a recent contract offer from the Leinenkugel parent company Molson Coors does not keep pace with inflation.
We weren't happy with their proposal that they had given us for what we do in this plant compared to other facilities that do some similar jobs.
A statement from Molson Coors says the company has made a competitive offer that exceeds local market rates for similar union jobs. The company reported $10.7 billion in sales last year. And finally, Wisconsinites hoping to see the Northern Lights this week may be disappointed. As Hope Kerwin reports, the latest forecast does not show a strong likelihood of seeing an aurora in much of the state.
The most recent forecast shows only far northern Wisconsin has a chance of seeing an aurora. Weather officials say it will likely be a glow on the horizon rather than a light show overhead. Jim Lattice is director of University of Wisconsin Space Place. He says the sun has been active recently, which is likely why long-term forecasts were predicting an aurora for many states.
There are solar flares popping off on the sun every other day or daily or so. But those flares have to emit something that then crosses an awful lot of space between us and the sun and then actually interacts with the Earth.
Lattice says like regular weather, actual conditions can surprise forecasters. He says increased sun activity also means there will likely be more opportunities to see an aurora in the near future. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you can catch us wherever you get your podcast every single weekday morning. While you're there, why not leave us a rating and review? It helps others find us. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.